Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Local bank robbed, suspect in custody. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette Police and Campbell County Sheriff's deputies responded to First National Bank on Highway 59 Wednesday morning after a reported robbery. The suspect is currently in custody. First National Bank's Facebook page posted a statement about the incident. Our 59 branch was robbed this morning and will remain closed for the remainder of the day. It continued by stressing everyone at the location was safe and thanked local law enforcement for their quick response. According to the Gillette News Record, Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson said, "The robbery is under investigation. The detectives are working on it right now and will have more information tomorrow." Veterans Day activities kick off tomorrow, November 11th. The day begins with flags being placed on the graves of veterans at Mount Pisgah Cemetery at 7 a.m., followed by the American Legion Post 42 Veterans Breakfast. A memorial service will take place at Lasting Legacy Memorial Park at 11 a.m., including fireworks. The 19th Annual Veterans Day Parade will take the downtown route beginning at 1 p.m. American Legion Honor Guard flag ceremony to be followed with an ice cream and pie social at 2 p.m. at the Primrose Retirement Community, and the free annual Veterans Dinner for service members and Gold Star families at the American Legion Post 42. Doors open at 5 p.m. and dinners at 6. Wyoming Department of Corrections has appointed Scott Abbott the new prison division administrator. According to a press release from Director Daniel Shannon, "I am pleased to promote a Wyoming native to this important position. I have learned to respect and appreciate his thoughts, experiences, and input." Abbott joined the Wyoming DOC as a correctional officer at the Wyoming State Penitentiary in 1989. After several promotions at the penitentiary, he accepted a job as the chief of operations in Cheyenne in 2006. Most recently, Abbott was the deputy administrator of the prison division. Abbott said, "I am grateful to the director and humbled to have been given the opportunities the state of Wyoming has afforded me." For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.